Back now to the debate over what level of access congressional leaders should have to classified information in the war against terrorism. News analyst Daniel Schorr says this is not the first clash between the executive and legislative branches over control of the nation's secrets.
It was hard to understand on the surface why President Bush exploded about a Washington Post report last Friday. Based on an intelligence briefing for Congress, it said that another major attack on American targets in the near future was nearly certain. After all, Attorney General John Ashcroft had said much the same thing on national television a few days earlier, and the Post had consulted about its story with administration officials, making changes, national editor Liz Spey told me, in the interest of accuracy. Perhaps it was that the Post referred to intelligence from sources in England, Germany, Pakistan, and Afghanistan, raising White House hackles about the protection of sources and methods. Still, the president's angry assertion that leaks from Congress are unacceptable when American forces are at risk overseas seems somewhat overdrawn. All through the terrorism crisis, the Bush administration has tended to be unforthcoming with information. The first comprehensive statement about the Osama bin Laden network came in a statement from British Prime Minister Tony Blair to the British Parliament, a statement that the American government has yet to confirm officially. Seepage of classified information through Congress has long been a neuralgic point with the executive branch. When the House Intelligence Committee in 1975 insisted it could declassify a top-secret study of CIA intelligence failures, President Ford sent Assistant Attorney General Rex Lee to announce in public session that the committee would get no more classified material until it agreed not to disclose it. The constitutional right of Congress to declassify secrets has not been conclusively tested in the courts. Most often, the issue gets worked out informally after threats from Congress to hold up appropriations or to subpoena documents. And so today, having vented his anger at the congressional sieve, President Bush went back to briefing for the relevant committees. The executive branch continues to wield the secret stamp. The Congress looks for ways to make that stamp a little fainter. This is Daniel Schorr.